One final special for 2017 and three great bands to send you into the new year. On Insight Music, Vista Kicks performs in our studio.
Love, give me something to believe in. Hug me and squeeze me and give me what I need, your love.
The band had a West Coast tour just before the holidays, and they're touring the country this spring with music from their new album, Booty Shakers Ball. Then Ross Hammond and John Bathus come together for a new album of improvised music inspired by a cemetery. The album is titled Masonic Lawn. Later in the hour, Gold Souls, a group that's new to Sacramento. They have a new single and a show this Saturday night at Shady Lady. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight Music is next. From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, a once-a-month compilation of some of the great music that comes through our studio and my conversations with the people who write it and perform it. I'm Beth Ruyak.
There's a hole in my life, and I try to find what's on the other side of the road I gotta climb.
Let's start the hour with Vista Kicks. It's a fun band from Roseville, California, just outside Sacramento. The four guys, Derek Thomas, Sam Plecker, Trevor Sutton, and Nolan Levine, came back over Thanksgiving for a sold-out album release show. And the crowd at Harlow's was clearly into their early Beatles style and Rolling Stones inspiration. We knew this band from previous visits to Insight, but back then they called themselves Babe. When they came to the studio this time, I asked why the change from Babe to Vista Kicks, and here's Derek's answer.
It's different for every caterpillar, but we
that was awesome.
Let's just hold a bunch of food. We needed to change the name. We needed something that was open-ended and that didn't mean anything else. And Babe, we'd always get the response like, "Oh, like the pig." And we'd be like, sure. And then, you know, you'd search it on Google and all kinds of things would come out of the woodworks for Babe. And so we chose Vista Kicks because it was open and didn't mean anything and sounded cool.
Yeah.
So
now
went with that.
When you search Vista Kicks, we're the only thing that comes up.
In the whole world.
Yep.
You had known each other, some of you, back to kindergarten, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, Trevor, I think you're the one that kind of joined in high school a little later.
Yeah.
So when you moved to Los Angeles... You were all living together, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In a tiny place, starving artists.
Little one bedroom, all four of us.
But Los Angeles has proven to be a really great decision, hasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me some of what's happened over the last 2 years. Nolan, what's been one of the coolest experiences for you?
The coolest experience was recording our own record and going through that process where we had a couple offers with different producers that wanted to have a hand in it. And, you know, we ultimately decided we wanted to do it ourselves. And doing that, we've learned so much and we've grown so much. And as a band, we're more valuable now because we can do it all ourselves. We don't need any producer that's going to take, you know, 25%, or we don't need, you know, to get in extreme amounts of debt to put music out. We can do it ourselves now. And that for me has been, you know, really, it's been really cool.
The opening song on the album is Gotta Get Away.
Mm-hmm.
Set it up a bit, Derek.
Well, that song went through many different changes. We recorded it a few times at different studios up in Sacramento with Tommy Lee and with just ourselves. And we finally settled on the one that we did ourselves.
Love is in the air when my reflection isn't staring back at me. 'Cause I know down in my soul that I'm hardly half the man I need to be. What about my name? Calling out my name.
You're ready to perform the same song live for us in studio, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So here they are in studio from Roseville originally. Derek Thomas, Sam Plecker, Trevor Sutton, and Nolan Levine.
Love is in the air when my reflection isn't staring back at me. 'Cause I know down in my soul that I'm hardly half the man I need to be. What about my love? Calling out my name.
What about my love?
Begging me to stay.
What about my love? What about my love?
Oh, I gotta get away.
What about my love?
Set a fire in my heart, but the flames are burning you and blinding me. Every moment we're apart, it's like there's nothing even left for me to breathe. There's an echo in my mind. I thought that love was blind, but now I see right through. I'm running out of time. Every night I have to fight myself to sleep.
What about my love?
Ooh, calling out my name.
What about my love?
Begging me to stay.
What about my love? What about my love?
Oh, I gotta get away.
What about my love?
Is Gotta Get Away. Are you very clear about your style and the style of music now, which in this album is a little bit different from the EP too?
Yeah.
So where you go with the writing and the recording from here?
We like to go from the inside out and just sort of market it after the fact, because when you try to make music for a specific thing, sometimes it can be a little contrived. And we've, you know, had that feeling before, and so the Booty Shakers Ball was just sort of a name that embraced all the diversity on the record, because there's so many songs that are really different from each other. And you know, when we were listening through and we were making it, it was like, what are we going to do with all these songs? We don't know what genre to put it in. Like, what are we going to do? And we decided just to give it a name. That
let it be. Yeah. Let it be, man. Just put it out there, the people will listen.
Me and Mr. Riley, we are the best. No matter where we go, no matter how the time
So the same thing, you know, we already have like another 13 songs we have demoed out, and then like Booty Shaker's Ball was 15 from 40. So we have a ton of songs. We're always writing. So that's not the hard part for us. The hard part is just nailing it down, recording it, and then deciding on what we want to put out.
Which of you came up with that album title?
I think that was Sam.
I think it was me. I was going for to name the record like a place, kind of like the Rolling Stones, Beggar's Banquet. Mm. So I kind of liked how it was like the Beggar's Banquet. That's interesting. And then we kind of coined our own genre and our own selves as Vista Kicks. We call our music Booty Shake and Rock and Roll.
Lighter than a feather, living on the run, hotter than a desert, higher than the sun, looking for my baby, sleeping on the ground, how much can you pay me, could you help me out?
It is a nice umbrella for your music inspiring whatever it might be, just being crazy, loving, dancing, having fun, being out on the town, being live in life. It's like breathing. It just rolls out of you so easily.
Thank you.
Do you have a sense of the change yourselves?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Yeah.
Every once in a while when we watch an old video or something, we go, oh, yeah, we did sound like that. Yeah. But like anything else, it always changes, and we're always writing new songs and being inspired by new things.
What's made the big difference for you?
I think touring is a lot like training for the Olympics. Actually, I have no idea what training for the Olympics is like. But man, oh man, it is tough. It's the hours that we're playing and driving that really stretches you thin. Mm. And you have to push harder than you've ever pushed when your circumstances are, you know, your baseline needs of sleeping and getting your rest and everything are sort of taken away from you, and you still have to like rise above and beyond that. So it gives us a chance to really, really grow our muscles when performing.
Vista Kicks, the brand new album is titled Booty Shaker's Ball. In 2016, it was a collection titled Chasing Waves. I'm ready for more live music. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's this song?
This one's
cool.
Yeah.
Fight the war. All right, here they are, Vista Kicks.
I gotta go fight the war. I should have known what you come here for. Life won't give you what you want, you gotta take it. I don't know why you built the wall, gotta break it. If it don't kill me, what's living for? Try to understand that life won't give you what you want, you gotta take it. I don't know why you built the wall, gotta break it.
kill me. What's living for? I'll lay my heart out. I'll fight the war.
Vista Kicks. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Vista Kicks. They are Derek Thomas, Sam Plecker, Trevor Sutton, and Nolan Levine. Their new album is titled Booty Shaker's Ball. The guys play Hop Monk in Sebastopol on Friday, January 19th. And the next night, the 20th, they're at Brick and Mortar Music Hall in San Francisco. Vista Kicks also has a spring tour planned, so we'll post a link to their website for all the specifics, and you can see our video of the song Gimme Love there too. It's all at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music from Capital Public Radio.
Emmy Lou, you slept without a blanket.
Welcome back to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Across the region, guitarist Ross Hammond and drummer John Bafis are known separately for their songwriting, their performances, and in John's case, for painting, too. But the two have teamed up for some interesting projects, including a new album of improvised music titled Masonic Lawn. The music has had a digital release, but the guys also made 50 custom copies of the album that included a Polaroid picture. And that's one of the stories they shared when they came to our studio to perform live. So here's Ross Hammond explaining why the album was named Masonic Lawn, which happens to be a place near their home base, Gold Lion Arts.
We both rehearse and record there, and the Masonic Lawn is the cemetery that's right across the street from us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we... Didn't you think so? We thought it would be, like, apropos to do a project kind of, you know, our daily routine, I guess, kind of dedicated to that. So we recorded, and then we took a bunch of Polaroids of the different scenery inside the cemetery and used those as the cover.
So each of those 50 albums mm-hmm. has one of the Polaroids.
Yes.
Very cool. None of this was written down, John? You just improvised through the whole recording?
Yeah, pretty much. There are ideas behind all the tunes, and so it's not necessarily reinventing the wheel each time. There are, you know, melodic and rhythmic kind of motifs that exist in a very loose form, but yeah, largely improvised. Hmm.
In some of your music, you have very separate sounds, but coming together has seemed like a bit of a natural fit. What do you think's going on with the music between the two of you, John?
It's been really easy. I mean, we've been playing together for a long time. It's never felt forced or difficult at all. We usually can just sit down and say go, however long it needs to be. We never seem to find ourselves, you know, stuck in any weird spots. It's always pretty fluid feeling.
We're both equally angry, so that's why
yeah.
it works, you know. You know. I think it works better if we don't talk about the music, if we just play. If we just listen to one another and make it work like we're having a conversation, then I think the music in the end is, if we're improvising, the music in the end is better.
Hammond and John Bafis. So what's the attraction then about Masonic Lawn?
I would always see that sign, mm-hmm. and I just always thought it was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought that Freemasons and stuff were always kind of an interesting entity, very mysterious. And
but you just thought it
know
was a
it's
great
a beautiful
place.
Cemetery, and yeah. I see Masonic Lawn every day.
There's a
and
really
I wrote
cool
it in my
sign.
Notebook probably yeah. 3 years ago and said I'm going to use that title for something yeah. someday.
So. Tell me about some of the Polaroids, and you mm-hmm. literally just glued them on to the album mm-hmm. covers?
My daughter Lola and I did the Polaroids. We took a day and we went into the cemetery, and I gave her the camera and I was like, honey, just shoot everything, shoot whatever you want. So she was a trooper. So
and
we
tell
walked.
Everyone how old she is.
She's seven.
It's a big job for a seven-year-old.
Yeah, she has a photo credit on the back of the record. All the photos goes to Lola Hammond. Putting it together, we wrote on the photos like you do a Polaroid, you know, a little with a Sharpie. And then we glued them onto these CD covers and put the CD inside. And then we put everything into a plastic sleeve. Yeah, I think they look really cool.
Let's listen to more music from Ross Hammond and John Bafis and their album Masonic Lawn. Ross Hammond and John Bafis. The new album is Masonic Lawn. You can find it digitally. How many instruments do you play? And talk about what you just played in this song.
I'll play 6-string guitar, 12-string guitar, a little banjo. I mean, I'm from Kentucky originally, so I try to get my roots in when I can. This year, I started really concentrating on playing what's called steel guitar. It's a resonator guitar, which is the type of guitar that has a hubcap in it. And I've been concentrating on playing the lap style. So you put it on your lap and you use a steel bar. It's kind of a primitive way to play, but I'm really addicted to it because, you know, you get that kind of human voice, the vocal quality of playing the notes.
you've been focusing on your painting as well. So how are you balancing the two?
It's a bit of a trade-off. At least for the last few years, since my daughter was born, I haven't painted much. And I got into a kind of a, you know, a really active period this entire year. Started turning into the idea of having a show, which just came down. It was up at the Wall Public Market Gallery, and I ended up making a bunch of stuff. But as far as the balance goes, you know, I can kind of only choose one thing, and I can usually go days and months without painting, but I can't go days or even single day without working on drums. So I kind of generally, that's the choice.
The cool thing about an improvised record is that we're not writing songs, so we can record as much or as little as we want. And I still enjoy playing live with John, and so now at least we have something at our gigs that if people want to buy or check out, they can. But it's just, I think for both of us, it's just another like bookmark in the music that we make and we'll continue to make. And you know, when we're 70, we can look back and like, oh yeah, I did this with this joker. That's how I look at it anyway.
You'll still be playing together then, don't you think?
Yeah.
We'll be on.
I wouldn't doubt it.
We'll probably be back on Insight.
Okay. I'll still be here too then.
All right. We'll make a deal. Yeah. I mean, John and I are both full-time musicians. I mean, that's basically, we're dads and full-time musicians. And I think the older I get, because I'm 40, and it's totally different than when I was 25, because, you know, if I'm playing to my peers at 25 and people are coming out to see me, well, by the time they're 30, a lot of them are married, a lot of them have kids, a lot of them don't come out. So as an artist, you know, there's not really a model that everyone can follow. Like, while you're creating your art, you also have to create your own career, create your model of how you're going to do things, and you have to ultimately survive.
Ross Hammond and John Bayfus. The new album is available on Ross's Bandcamp and Spotify pages. It's titled Masonic Lawn. Their next gig together, by the way, is at Cupro's in Midtown Sacramento on Friday, January 19th. And for more music, check out our website, capradio.org/insight. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. You're listening to Insight Music, our monthly showcase of what's happening in the regional music scene. And this is our final Insight Music of 2017. I'm Beth Ruriak.
You tried to change me.
to the Sacramento scene this year, a band called The Gold Souls. Their debut EP came out this past summer. They are regular performers at Shady Lady, and this Saturday, they're back again, releasing a new single with a video. It's titled Nobody. The Gold Souls came by before Christmas to record some music. Then for the conversation, joining me in the studio were Juniper Waller, the vocalist, Billy D. Thompson, the drummer, Jace Dorn, the bassist, pianist Alex Severson, and the guitarist Matt Hevish joined us by phone. Jace started out with an overview of how he first connected with Juniper in Davis.
Oh, but you don't know. No, honey, you don't know what that means.
We had met in a different band, actually, also in the Davis music scene, and we eventually reformed a few times and ended up in creating the Gold Souls.
How are you finding this entry into Sacramento, Juniper?
Yeah, we were pretty determined, but we have been received really nicely so far. I think that it's a cool moment for Sacramento music. I think that there's a lot of energy around the arts in Sacramento right now. And so we were lucky to kind of be well poised to hit the scene this year. And also with music in general, there's been kind of a revival of more vintage music. And so that definitely fits with our style. Yeah.
The band played our song, but it was all wrong. It felt like a test. You were all wrapped up in somebody else, your latest conquest. Then over her shoulder you looked at me, a certain type of way. I gotta move on, I gotta be stronger, my heart is gonna stay.
Who wants to tell the story about the Gold Souls? Where did the band name come from? They all looked at Juniper.
It was funny, Billy wasn't playing with us yet, but he was my major consultant in trying to come up with a new name for my band. And so we were talking all the time about band names, just texting back and forth ideas. And Jace was involved in that conversation as well, of course. And we played a house party in Davis just probably exactly a year ago. And, you know, we were just so, like, kind of tortured about this band name. So we were just constantly throwing out ideas. And Jace was like, how about the Old Souls? And I was like, no, it's too generic. What about the Gold Souls? And actually, everyone was kind of like, no, Juniper, that's stupid. But it grew on people.
How did the song Nobody, the new single, evolve?
That started off as an idea from Billy D. Thompson.
Like, Billy had the idea for it, had some of the lyrics. We took a fifth wheel trailer down to San Diego, and we were sitting in the back of the trailer, speeding down the highway with Billy working out Nobody on the little travel guitar.
Yeah, Nobody was kind of one of my first efforts in, like, writing blues tunes. I've written songs since I played in my high school band. It was why I, like, learned guitar and piano a little bit, just so I could kind of participate in that. You don't really get a lot of, it's hard to write songs with just a drum set. So, but yeah, Nobody was kind of my first effort in trying to kind of combine the funk aesthetics and blues aesthetics and create a tune. And that was what I came up with.
I don't love nobody. I don't love. And I like your time. You take my hand and you ease my mind. But I don't love nobody. I'm not forever. I might be one night. So don't you ever hold on too tight. You touch me, baby, a special kind of way. You touch me better, at least so far today. And I'm on my way. I don't
tries nobody. I might love your body, but I don't trust nobody. You turn your face and you meet my eye. You feel so good and you look so fine, but I don't trust nobody. I'm not forever, I might be one night. I'm not forever, I'm out at daylight. You touch me, baby, a special kind of way. Oh, you touch me better, at least so far today. And on my way, I'm on my way.
Single Nobody by the Gold Souls. What was the response after the EP?
The five songs that are on the EP were written by me and Jace because we were kind of coming from this previous band that the Gold Souls kind of rose out of the ashes of. And so the reason that we recorded the EP so early on in the band's existence was because we were asked to go down to San Diego to play a fundraiser in the early summer. And we'd kind of just gotten together, but we were like, yeah, let's go on tour. Let's go to San Diego. But then it was like, well, if we're going to go on tour, then we're going to need things to sell. Well, if we're going to need things to sell, we might as well record some music. We might as well have a CD to sell. And so we kind of rushed and did this five-song EP really early on. And it was just the tunes that we kind of already were working on that Jason and I had written.
You tried to change me. We'll be right back.
response after the EP. Did you shift the sound at all, Jace? Do you think the sound shifted as audiences started to hear and give you feedback?
I think so. I think we've gotten a little bit more vibrant rhythmically and getting a little bit more funk in the mix. It's definitely more danceable than that first EP was, but still very much in that kind of old school sound.
Is that a little more pressure on you, Billy, as the drummer?
It's a little more fun for me. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So I grew up on a healthy diet of funk music. So my parents are really into that kind of stuff. So I'm really happy that we're kind of incorporating more of that sound into the mix. I think it makes us a little bit more unique to sort of blend some of those classic kind of blues shticks along with sort of the funk sound. You know, we've got the kind of soul lead vocal thing going on, so I think it's a very interesting blend.
Yeah, do you feel more soul than blues or funk, Juniper?
Yeah, I think that as far as vocal style goes, soul has been my main influence. I'm in love with kind of the storytelling quality of the blues.
Was music most influential to you?
Well, it's hard to say because I grew up with musician parents, and so it's always been a very big part of my life. Both of my parents are professional bluegrass musicians, and my grandmother was a folk and blues singer in Chicago, and so I was always around music. But yeah, in high school and college is when I really got turned on to blues and soul, and so that made a very big difference for me.
Where are you recording?
My longtime drum teacher and kind of Sacramento household name, Rick Lauder, he's the drums professor here at the university at Sac State. And he's got this really awesome studio at his house, and it's a really beautiful space. We had a great time working with him.
We recorded a few songs with you, and the videos are going to go up online, but let's listen to Hunger is the Best Spice from the Gold Souls.
Yourself with me, but honey, I think you should slow your roll. We just need a little self-control, 'cause there's so much drama and baggage and trauma and people who used us and people who abused us. And you know I feel that thirst, but I gotta love me first, and I gotta do that work. Yes, I gotta do that work. You know I feel that thirst. Alone, but I just want to be all had to go to you. If our love is really meant to be, gotta let me go, and I'll come running back to you. Cause we're all just looking for instant amazing. We never learn nothing about living with a craving. And you know I feel that thirst, but I gotta love you first. And I gotta do that work. Yes, I gotta do that work. You know I feel that thirst, but I gotta love you first. And take my own. Cause hunger is the best spice.
We are shooting for early next year, so we're gonna hit the studio right as soon as all the holiday stuff settles down, and hopefully be releasing something late spring, early summer.
Did all you guys hear that? That sounded like some marching orders right there. Put that in your calendar. Thanks a lot, everybody. Great to meet you. I look forward to you coming back. I know you have a lot of music in your future, and I'm glad we could share it with you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Beth.
Thanks,
thank
Beth. The Gold Souls. They are Juniper Waller, Billy D. Thompson, Jace Dorn, Alex Severson, and Matt Hevish. Their new single titled Nobody will be released with a show Saturday night at Shady Lady in Sacramento. The show is 9 to midnight. It's free. There is no cover charge. On New Year's Eve, the Gold Souls perform at a vintage Hollywood New Year's Eve bash. That's at the Siren in Morro Bay. Check them out on our website. There's much more there at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight Music for this month. In fact, for this year. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Chris Remington, and Cody Drabble. We had digital help from Chris Hagen and Hilda Flores. Thanks also to Anthony Van Hook and Paul Conley. We had video production help from Andrew Nixon and Matt Pacini. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. And with that, Happy New Year. Hope you ring it in safely.
Tell me what time did you start to see that we'd be swallowed by an angry sea? 7 years of bad luck in front of you and me. We're shackled and chained, we'll never ever